Okay, so I'm not entirely sure what you mean by raw intuition. I think you're referring to whether all is lost in regard to your career. And the answer to that is no, absolutely not. There is a zone you're in for sure in 2026 when there's a lot of Saturn energy, which will definitely test you. But this is where people often get it backwards with astrology, where it's a sense that, you know, fate is out of your control, when in fact it's the complete opposite. So your target for tomorrow is to show up as calm and centered as possible. And ahead of that, I would, well, of course, get calm ahead of that, but also intentionally visualize yourself being smooth and calm and explaining whatever you need to explain. It's that simple. Like, now, there are cases where, for example, if the planets tomorrow were really super intensely negative, maybe you could argue that it would be really, really hard to get around a really terrible mistake. And I don't know how big the mistake is, you know, so I'm guessing here. But in this case, no, not at all, because there's not enough there to take you down tomorrow, no. But that strategy of showing up as calm as possible, and then we can talk more about how to do this going into the upcoming months, because what is going to happen is that Saturn being in your career house really the whole year and next year as well, but this year is the most critical because this year it goes through planets that are there in your chart in that house, right? So it's more important. But really the strategy is less about fate than about what you do with the situation. Okay, so, but now feel free to reply if you want some clarity on this for tomorrow, and I'll make you another audio and put it in your text.